The Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the place. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to Jesus, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know and have seen my Father." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know the way? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but it is the Father who dwells in me who does these works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. And in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask for anything, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Know where you stand and stand there. These are the words of Father Daniel Berrigan of blessed memory. Father Berrigan was one of my heroes when I was a young person. I mean, he was a priest and a poet and an anti-war activist and an author, and he went to prison for his anti-war activities. Not that I necessarily wanted to go to prison, but maybe a little bit I did, because for me, his life exemplified the Beatitudes in action, and I definitely wanted to do that. I wanted to be that. I remember reading those words, "Know where you stand and stand there," and thinking, that is exactly right. And then trying to figure out where I stand. Because this is a lifelong process, right? Where do we stand? With whom do we stand? At this moment in time, Father Berrigan's words, "Know where to stand and stand there," still those words ring true. Along with the words of our brother Martin Luther, who in the city of Worms, Germany, in front of priests and authorities, proclaimed, "Here I stand, I can do no other." When Luther said those words, "Hier stehe ich," here I stand, he was proclaiming that God in Christ has saved us, that we are saved by grace through faith apart from works, and nothing will take that away, not any priest, no authority, no emperor, no dictator, no king holds authority over the grace of God. Das stimmt, hier stehe ich, here we stand. Amen? Amen? Amen. So again, in the words of Father Berrigan, Know where you stand and stand there. Today we also have heard the words of the psalmist saying, "In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Incline your ear to me. Make haste to deliver me. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe. For you are my crag and my stronghold. For the sake of your name, lead me and guide me." Be my strong rock. In you, I have taken refuge. Dear ones, you may have heard that we are in the middle of a building campaign. And for this reason, it may seem that we are mostly concerned with where we sit. Where do we sit? Will the roof fall on my head? Will there be pews or chairs? Will there be air conditioning and heat? Will there be an elevator or a kitchen or a ramp? Or will someone new come and sit in my pew? All very important questions. But you also know very well that this capital campaign, the renovation of Unilu, is not about where we sit, it's about where we stand. For nearly 100 years, this congregation has known where and with whom we stand. We stand with and for our unhoused neighbors. Amen? Amen. I want you to wake up and say some amens today. We stand with and for undocumented families. Amen? We stand with and for the environment. Amen?
Amen.
We stand with and for children. Amen?
Amen.
We stand with and for the elderly. Amen?
Amen.
We stand with and for workers. Amen?
Amen.
We stand with and for the queer community, including people with AIDS, and have done that for decades. Amen?
Amen.
We stand with and for students.
Amen.
Because we are Unilu, University Lutheran Church, in this place. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe, for you are my crag and my stronghold. For the sake of your name, lead me and guide me. We know where we stand, because this is where Jesus stands. We stand here because this is where the risen Christ stands. Now, many of you know the history of this building and that it was deemed as the most beautiful building in Boston in the year 1951, I think. And I think it was the most beautiful building built in the last 10 years. What a gift. Amen. We sit in an historic and beautiful and important building in a fabulous location, even if we do need more parking. Amen.
Amen.
In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. So many of us have said, "In Unilu, O Lord, I have taken refuge." Thanks be to God. Now, I was not here in 1951, but I can imagine how at that time, just after World War II, it was very important to have, in the middle of Harvard Square, a fortress. That it was really important that people felt safe. And I also can say that I was a pastor in an 11th century chapel in the middle of the old city of Jerusalem. And it was also important and a gift to me that I could walk through the streets and pass checkpoints and soldiers and guns and to sit then within those stone walls and to sing and to pray and to hear the word of God in the midst of conflict and war. Not so much different from where we are today. It does matter where we stand. And it also matters where we sit. I felt safe within the walls of that church because I was hearing the words and singing the songs of our ancestors. And that, my friends, is what we are attempting to do today, attempting to protect at this moment. We are trying with all our might and with whatever resources we have to maintain this place on the campus of Harvard for all people to find refuge. And we are doing it, amen? Amen. We are doing it. We are doing it. In the words of the psalmist, our times are in your hands, O God. Our times are in your hands, and also we get to be a part of it. So I'm thinking again about Father Daniel Berrigan. It was not easy to stand where he did. It was not easy to be anti-war. Just the other day, a friend said to me that she thought Father Berrigan was too inflexible. Well, I think that that's the definition of standing firm. To be inflexible. We can be flexible about a lot of things. Colors, blueprints, design choices, carpet colors. At the end of the day, though, we know where we stand. And we are standing. We may not have a ballroom, but we have a prayer room. Amen? Amen. We may not have a banquet hall, but we have a table. Amen? Amen? We may not have a reflecting pool, but we have a baptismal font. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. We have a home. And here we stand. And we can do no other. Now, I just want to say that I received a gift in the mail. And I don't know if you all can see this. This is a print of the 95 Theses, which was delivered to the church. And I want to read you this letter because I think it's important. Dear University Lutheran Church, greetings from a friend and from someone who has recently been saved. I hope you find this donation well. It is a copy of the 95 Theses and the original Latin, and it has traveled all the way from the gift shop at the All Saints Church in Wittenberg to San Francisco to finally here, Cambridge, Massachusetts. I am not Lutheran myself, but I do believe in the message of Christ, and I could have only seen the truth of the word because of the kindness and strength of two very dear friends who are Lutheran. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here today. We visited Wittenberg together while we were in Berlin for a work trip. They were very important to me, but we are now unfortunately separated by circumstances out of our control. I hope this copy finds a safe and happy home here at University Lutheran Church. I hope it inspires the same faith and kindness that helped me in my time of need. Please keep doing the good work to help the poor, the sick, the vulnerable, and those who need a bit of hope. Thank you for bringing love, compassion, and grace to the world. God be with you, a friend. May UniLu continue to stand on the firm foundation of God's grace and of our ancestors in the faith. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.